Good day. So today we are going to focus on education and what many facets that includes. So we're going to think about students. We're going to think about educators. We're going to think about the administration, the Department of Education, all the tentacles that are involved with that. That's K through 12 schools and colleges. So in San Bernardino County, there are approximately 22 colleges, over 75,000 students attending them, over 407,000 students attending the K through 12 schools with almost 18,000 teachers. Don't know the number of college professors because they interlap with other districts. But we're going to lift them up today. So scriptures for students. Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Father God, we pray for students specifically that they would learn to act in love, in faith, and definitely in purity. We know that they are taught and are around people, classmates, teachers, textbooks, library books that don't promote love, faith, or purity. And so God, we pray that they would rise to that standard and you would keep them from being succumbing to those temptations. We pray they're able to filter truth from lies, truth from what you disagree with, and that they would stand upright for that and disagree with the things that they know are not right. Help them to have a voice and not be quashed in them being able to speak. The student is not above the teacher, but when everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. We pray for their teachers, God, to teach them in the way this they should go so that when they get older, they won't depart from it. We pray that there will be spiritual Christian teachers there that will pray over their students, who will speak the truth in love, that will filter the education, not through the lens of the things that they're trying to push that are against your word, Lord, but that they would share the things like the golden rule and they would teach their students those things. We pray, God, for that families will stand up and be bold, that they will be bold at school board meetings, that they will fight the curriculum that is against your standards, the gender confusion teaching, the LGBTQ forcefulness, the sexual perversion in textbooks and library books, the racial discrimination that can be fostered in critical race theory teaching. That we pray, God, that instead that they are taught justice and equity. They are taught it in a way to be kind to one another and love each other. We pray, God, for families to write their legislators and tell them how wrong things are that are being done, that they don't agree with their taxpayer money being used on the things that are completely against what is safe for their children, that they don't want the government to dictate how their children are going to be taught, that the parents should still have a voice. We pray, God, that they would also have a voice in being able to decide the kind of counseling that they are giving kids to consider having sexual surgery to change their identity. Oh, Lord, we pray, God, that that will be stopped in the name of Jesus. We pray that parents and family members will contact the Department of Education and share their concerns and dismay. We pray people will speak and not be quiet. We pray if it comes to it that they would be willing to pull their children out of schools and teach the things that they know are true and find alternatives like homeschooling, but that it would work within their situations. And we pray, God, for colleges to pop up that do not teach the things that are being taught. We pray for the churches to have places for students and staff to pray for this on a regular basis, that they would include it in the services. We also pray for people from the churches that if they drive by a school anywhere in their county, that they would pray for that school. They would pray for the children to know the truth and not lies, that they would at the churches teach them scripture so they'd have things to contrast and songs that would help them combat the issues that they face. And God, we pray that people will lift up teachers Teachers can get exhausted and tired and frustrated. Having been a college professor, I know for that direction. And having several people in my family teaching kids, working with different ages, it can be tiring. So God, we pray that they would stick to their high standards. We pray for cities to empower parents to stand against the curriculum that's against the Bible, to be bold and active in the education of their children and the school boards and their districts, and to move the children from schools that's teaching what is wrong, maybe to another direction. We also ask that cities will look for safety measures for children that are appropriate and not detrimental. We pray for the county to encourage us to vote for officials who will have high morals and integrity and school boards, or be replaced with those who possess the concerns for the safety and welfare of the children, to set high standards for those that teach and ensure that they keep those standards and they have to follow through with them or be ousted. In Jesus' mighty name. In summary, education has a huge influence in everyone's life. Just think about the days when schools are not in happening, how much more time and space you have on the road. It's a huge effect on a lot of areas, and it affects our future generations. Let's commit to keeping both student, staff, and those who are making the decisions on what curriculum should be passed down in our prayers, believing that God will overshadow the curriculum and provide safety in the schools as we unite in prayer.